Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Browns.
So, Derrick, there's a lot of talk about for you being on pace to break Eric Dickerson's single season record. Is that something that you ever think about, you know, breaking that kind of record?
No. I don't really try to think about that too much. Just try to focus on me doing my job and being better and better every week. I don't really try to get into the statistics of things. Try to focus on the team goals.
What was going through your mind when you noticed that Lamar Jackson was blocking for you on that big run?
Huh?
What was going through your mind when you noticed that your quarterback was blocking for you on that run?
I got to make it a play. he was getting out there. He did a good job. I told him thank you after the game, too. So I don't see many quarterbacks doing that. It was just a team guy.
Were you a little bit hard on yourself afterwards? You were calling yourself watched on Twitter and all that.
Yeah, I'm always hard on myself, man. That ain't a good feeling. And he brought it back up, and I'm going to be thinking about it on the way home now. It happens. I'm 30 years old, running 21. Seven. I'm happy. It's humor. I wasn't really mad. Just joking around. I wasn't really mad for other people. I mean, you had speed coaches, track coaches. Everybody was writing me, talking about, "Hey, I can help you get you more faster." I'm like, I'm good.
What did you think about Jerry Jones saying you're having a career year? You've only played 7 games with the Ravens.
We've won 5 in a row. Got some good momentum. I'm a Raven. Happy to be a Raven. Whatever is going on over there, that's their business. I'm worried about what we're doing in Baltimore.
Derrick, I know you said you don't care about the rushing stats and the yards and stuff, but
you're going to ask me about it, huh?
But the efficiency is what I'm more asking about, is that you're at 134 carries. You know, this is lower than you've seen in other seasons. Just how has that been beneficial for you to still be as productive as you are with the lighter workload than other seasons?
Well, I just think that just speaks about the offense that we have. The dynamic players we have on offense that, it opens up for everybody and the guys that's blocking. That just made my job easier. All I got to do is get the ball, get north and south, and make the best out of the play. And they've been making it easy. So I give the credit to all of them for the stats and everything else. But as far as touches, I don't try to worry about that. And if I get an opportunity, try to make the best of it.
People are talking about just how, you kind of defied the trends of running backs in their 30s. Did you feel like teams this offseason were looking at you, counted you out, or underestimated what you still can do?
It don't matter. I went to the team I was supposed to go to and that I wanted to go to. I can't worry about what people say or this, that, and the third. I do what works for Derrick Henry, and I'm a Baltimore Raven, and I want to do the best I can to help us win each and every week.
Derrick, I don't know if you saw, but Anthony Edwards has been joking about
it. I saw that, yeah. He's crazy.
He wants to see you in the hole. How do you feel like that will work out?
I mean, everybody got an imagination. Everybody's imagination always goes in their head the way they want it to. But, I know. I was talking on Mark's podcast yesterday. I was like, we got to set up a training camp where basketball players come out here and put these pads on and see if they really can get through it. But he's a tall guy, so, I mean, at least he ain't going to tackle me low. So we might have to try that out one day.
Derrick, how excited are you for Keaton Mitchell to get back on the practice field? And I don't know how much you've been able to watch him, but what are your impressions about him and what he could do to help this running game when he gets back on the field?
I mean, Keaton's a speed demon. I mean, I know y'all saw that last year. Talking about my efficiency, his efficiency was out the roof. So that just add another dynamic to this offense. I'm a vet guy, so I'm going to try to help him as much as I can, give him as much game as I can, while we're teammates. And, he's fought hard to get back to be able to play this season. I'm happy for him and can't wait to see him get on the field.
Derrick, you and Lamar have traded back and forth Offensive Player of the Week awards the last 4 weeks. You win, he wins, you win. Has there been any banter? Has there been any smack talk, anything of that?
Nah. I just think it's just us practicing hard and letting it transition to the game and just focus on getting better week after week. And I feel like once you put the team first and focus on execution and being determined on what we want to be as a team, then the individual stuff is just window dressing and that'll take care of itself.
Derek, I see you have that M award back there. Is that something that you got after the game from Monday Night Football? Or?
That was last week, yeah. This week I wasn't him, so. We'll see next week.
Do you think you could be him this week?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But this is a great defense. I know their record doesn't show that, but the defense, they're physical. They fight to the ball. They are an experienced defense. I feel like they're solid on all from top to bottom. No, I say it every week, but it's probably one of the best defense we face for real.
Derek, this franchise has had a history of bringing in veteran guys. They bring the joy back into the game for them. How much fun are you having, and how much of that is attributed to the culture here?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm not smiling right now, but I'm happy inside. So, yeah, I've been enjoying this, and thank God for bringing me here, and I'm going to try to take advantage of this opportunity as much as I can.
The critique of the offensive line was astounding to begin the season. Now you guys are on record pace offensively with the rushing yards. You're producing, significant pass yardage. Just what does that speak to their turnaround and just, your support of this team and the guys that you saw originally getting critiqued and now are getting applauded for it?
Yeah, like I said, they deserve all the credit. Anything I do well, make sure you mention them first before you mention me. And those guys, like you said, they took all the heat and just went back to work and just been battling every single week. So don't give me credit without giving them credit, for sure.